This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What an interesting word that is. How would you like to have Tom Pence as your best friend right now? I bet a lot of politicians would like that. I know in my best friend category, I can count on Victoria, I can count on Kara, I can count on you. The Friday edition of the What's Cooking show. This is What's Cooking. Okay, so I don't really have any focus on Pence official. A word isn't going to come down until, I guess, later today because of what happened in Nice. I don't really know even where to begin. I'm looking at the top 10 stories from this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. Violence, 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 and more violence. And it's getting, as I said to Kara earlier, Victoria, normally in this hour especially, we are all about the good news. But I think I've said twice this week, it's hard for us to focus on the good news because of these headlines.
Yeah.
It was a Bastille Day celebration. Some guy in a what they call a lorry over there. This is a 18-wheeler, and this is just mows through this crowd. And now you hear talk about how the people in Daesh have suggested that those who want to have the greatest impact, instead of using bombs, use a truck. And so at what point do you turn around and say, what I find interesting, I was talking to my friend Uri Geller yesterday, who lived in England for 33 years, was close to Theresa May, the new prime minister, because she lived down the street from him, and he lives in Israel now, which was his native land, wondering out loud what it is the world is doing about what's happening everywhere. And the world is basically doing nothing. You sit and read, or you stand and read, or you shake your head at this, and one wonders. I'm looking at the poll, the latest CBS News poll, which shows that Hillary Clinton's going to have a really hard time becoming president, especially with world events as they are. With all these headlines, people are more and more, anybody who's on the fence, depending on your age, looks at this and doesn't see Mrs. Clinton, who is a part of what's going on now, and whether it's true or it's not true, that she had a hand in the administration position or work that's been done or not been done to get at Daesh. But they see Trump as, we're going to go get him. And people who are on the fence, who may or may not be that sophisticated when it comes to their thought process, they see this, and that's what's tipping the scale. These headlines are tipping the scale. So it's interesting, if you want to have sort of an oxymoronic conversation about this.
Heavy emphasis on moronic.
Well, that's your opinion.
I mean, people who don't understand that this is a lot more delicate than just thump.
That is what you may think, that is what I may think, but that isn't what they may think. They may have a different judgment. You sound, and people who say that sound a little like they're smarter than the average person, and that, again, may be true, but it still doesn't, I mean, I'm very frustrated with the academic, what's going on in the nation's school system, and what we don't know, what we aren't being taught, and how critical thinking is part of what we are not being exposed to. Our parents are not critical thinkers. People that we look up to as examples of leaders are not critical thinkers. And so we have this more or less simplistic thinking. But the other side of it is, there may be a simple way to fix this. It doesn't seem obvious that a simple blowing up of wherever these people are will fix it, because that thought has been forever with us. So maybe we'll never be able to get rid of this thought. But can you cripple the people who are the inspiration for all of this, or does more bombs from us make it worth it? You can ask these questions and you get a headache thinking about it. But I'm just telling you, as I view the situation right now, looking at the results of the CBS News poll, I will tell you that the reason that Trump is gaining ground is because of these headlines every single day. There's a different focus on a different bomb, a different pattern of destruction that's being done, whether it's in Europe or whether it's America. That's why Trump is gaining ground. So it may be that it's anathema to a lot of people, think about it. It may be simple moronic thinking, but where is the page on the paper that shows results of what we're doing to curb Daesh? You can't find it because it's not there, because it isn't being done. And so why isn't it? Is Theresa May going to be tough on these sorts of things? Are the new leaders that are coming along going to have some? And what does it mean to be tough is the other question under the circumstances. What the heck does it mean to be tough? Does it mean you got to be aggressive and you have to be warlike? Or do you have to have credibility? Do you have to have strength in your conviction? Do you have to sound like you mean what you're saying? All of those things have been lacking for the past 16 years from American leadership. So people look to other leaders. Where is there a leader anywhere other than Putin who is taking, well, I guess you could say the leaders of the Chinese People's Republic. Yep, they're pretty tough too. They're standing up to the business about the ruling in the China Sea and that the Chinese don't have Taiwanese Chinese don't have the right to claim all of those islands and all of the land and stuff in the South Pacific in the South China Sea. The Taiwanese said, yes, they screw you to the UN. They said their boats out and we're all over the place chasing other ships around in the South China Sea. Then, so who's going to go back and enforce that ruling? Who's going to do it? We used to do it to a point. The Russians are doing it, at least where they care to, where they want to push people around in Europe. I just saw this week the resignation, or not the resignation, the firing of, what, 50 or so of the leaders of the Russian Navy because they told Putin they weren't going to do what he wanted them to do. So Putin got tough. Like Ronald Reagan when he fired all of the U.S. air traffic controllers when he was president. All right, what did he do? As a symbol. And maybe that's what we need is some kind of a symbol so these people will be afraid. There's no fear on the part of those people who are doing who are conducting this mayhem. They don't fear at all. They're going to go visit Allah, get their 72 virgins. Whether that's moronic or not, it still is. What is? How do you argue with that? All right, I've said what I want to say. Now it's time for you to say what you want to say.
I'm just so exhausted by
listening to it. We are. It's exhausting. Every day it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. You're right. We're exhausted reading this stuff, seeing it. The news media blasting it across their daily feeds for the CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox.
I mean, it's great for them, I guess. They're the only ones who are, you know,
gaining from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you almost wonder, the cynical side of me, the conspiratorialist, wonders whether they're not a handle, they're not being played, or they aren't a part of this in some other awful way.
I don't know.
So what's going to happen next week in Cleveland? You don't think, you can't possibly think that there isn't somebody somewhere who's thinking, let's see if we can blow up the convention center.
I'm sure there are crazy people everywhere, and I just hope that it doesn't happen, and that if someone is planning something, then I hope that someone else on the good side is one step ahead. That's pretty much all you can hope for now,
yep.
Right?
That's right. Now, so let me just throw one more wrinkle into this. A discussion of conspiratorial minds brings us around to the fellow who shot up the Dallas police last week. Did you read anything about his background? What he came from, where he came from, what his life had been like?
All I read mostly was just about his civilian combat training from some academy that you can go to and learn all that stuff.
Okay.
That's
well, what about his life? There's another part to you. The other part to his life is why he was motivated to do that, the kinds of drugs that he had been on as a mental patient, the kinds of things that created. What are we creating? Look at the stats. I mean, there's a trail here that you can follow. Look at the stats on births and how many babies have problems when they're born in this country because of mothers being exposed to drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, because of all of the shots that are being given to the kids when they are just barely out of the womb, to the sorts of even the foods that are created for those that are not breastfed, the things that are in the foods, the GMO food that goes into Gerber baby food. And I mean, you can follow this trail and just think, we're creating a nightmare here that will end in the destruction of our lives, of the planet, of, you know, not of the planet, but of the inhabitants of the planet. We're just, every other baby that's born in this country has got a problem. One out of two babies born in this country have some kind of problem.
Well, I know you had mentioned not that long ago the autistic rates are just keep, what is it, one in seven?
Yeah, one in six.
Something like that?
Yeah. Ugh. But there are all kinds of other things that are befalling us, and so it all contributes to this, and so that's why we're all exhausted. All right, time for us to pause and regain our strength. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Here's some safety tips from Adams Flea and Tick Control to rev up your plans for pet safety this summer. As the weather heats up, remember to help protect your pet from overheating by providing plenty of water and shade. Save outdoor playtime for mornings or evenings when it's cooler. You can also exercise together, which is great fun, but watch out for hot asphalt that can burn paws. If it's too hot for bare feet, then it's too hot for bare paws. And don't forget, summer heat triggers flea and tick outbreaks. Get ahead of the game by protecting your pets with Adams Flea and Tick products before there's trouble. And never leave a pet in the car, even with the window cracked. Temperatures inside a car can jump almost 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. Every year, hundreds of pets die from heat exhaustion because they are left in parked cars. Learn more about keeping your pets safe this summer by visiting AdamsPetCare.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Will you please?
Right on.
Right on. Right on. Singer, songwriter Marvin Gaye. Family has approved a documentary called Marvin, What's Going On? It'll focus on the creation of his classic effort, What's Going On? 1971 was the year. I remember as a disc jockey, a young disc jockey in 71, how I would play this song at any moment I could. And I remember learning a lot about this guy. Born in 1939, killed by his father in 1984. Marvin Penz Gaye helped to shape the sound of early Motown for sure. He actually started as an in-house session player, and then when Berry Gordy saw what he could do on his own, and that's, by the way, a lot of, there are other people who were there with him at the same time, Mary Wells, Kim Weston, Diana Ross, Tammy Terrell, that all sort of came into the house. They were all singers, and they ingratiated themselves in one way or another to Berry Gordy. Mary Wells was a secretary, if I remember correctly. She said no to Berry Gordy. Diana Ross said, yes, you can figure out what the question was by looking at your career path, as a matter of fact. He was called the Prince of Motown by a lot of people, the Prince of Soul. So the album that goes with What's Going On is really fabulous.
It really is.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is some of this stuff. And then better than that even was Let's Get It On, which later influenced a lot of people. So as far as this film is concerned, it's supposed to be the defining portrait of this young man. The album described by many as impeccable. So the story behind the story of his father, Marvin Gaye Sr., shooting him in their West Adams home here in Los Angeles. There have been a lot of rumors about what brought that on, why he killed him, etc., etc., etc. He got into a lot of stuff. His father, I think, was a minister, if I'm remembering correctly the stories.
The minister shot him?
The minister shot him, yeah.
Wow.
Right, because he was living a life of sin. And they had huge arguments about what was going on in his life. I mean, think about it for a second. The influence at that point in time, this is the beginning of whether you look at white music or black music, there were a lot of drug connotations in some of the songs, although Motown was so clean, but behind the scenes there was a lot of stuff going on, and Marvin Gaye's father didn't like it. He's a complex guy, and his children who are on board for this documentary said, quote, "Our father was complex. We're confident that the positive, inspirational, and aspirational aspects of his life will be handled and shared in a way never seen before. We are proud that his relevance remains intact. We look forward to being a part of this journey." And I think that pretty much says...
I can't wait to see it and learn more about him. It's unbelievable when you think about how incredibly relevant what's going on is for right now.
Today? Yes.
For today, for this week, for this month, this year, this election. I mean, it's incredible.
We have... I'm looking at some of the awards that he won. He got the Lifetime Achievement Award after his death from the Grammys. He was put into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. He's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Altogether, he's in six different groups, his legacy. But he didn't get into any of the groups while he was alive.
That's after he
was killed. Yeah, but there is. You're right about that. This song pretty much says it all. What the hell is going on? 28 minutes after the hour. All things and what they
do. You can always count on change. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the wonderful things about any new romantic relationship is all the great feelings that come along with it. But no matter how close you ever get to another person, no matter how in love you are, no matter anything really, the one thing you can count on is that your emotions will change throughout the relationship. The reason? Well, it's simple, really. We cannot hold the same emotional state forever. And guess what? That's okay. It's especially okay if you realize that being in a relationship isn't about holding on to the initial feeling of bliss. It's about connecting with someone. It's about learning how to navigate the ups and downs and myriad of experiences that life will bring. Yes, indeed, you can always count on change. To prepare yourself, visit drchristianconti.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What's going on? It's 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. You know what? It's time for some good news. It really is. Here's the story from Salem, Oregon, where we have a lot of listeners. Anybody got any thoughts on this? You probably know where I'm going with this. 888-302 Doug, the story of this mystery philanthropist who's been spreading $100 bills all over the place around Salem. This has been going on for 3 years.
It's incredible. I love this.
Is it? Well, what he does apparently kind of makes a game out of it. He randomly hides the bills at stores, markets, fairs, festivals. So unsuspecting shoppers and patrons come upon these bills. He is known as Benny the Bill Popper. He signs all the bills with Benny. But that's all anybody knows about this fellow. Nobody, I don't think, has seen him. They don't really can't identify him. His circle of friends are serious, though, about maintaining his anonymity. They stress his generosity, but they don't want people to know anything about him. And this is the best kind. It kind of reminds me of the old TV show, The Millionaire, which was revived, I think. Wasn't it a couple of years ago? But you knew who the millionaire was. There was a millionaire that was going around just giving money to people. That was the idea. I think his name was Tipton or something in the early show that was around in the 50s and 60s. Some of you may remember that. But this revival a couple of years ago, basically the same theme. This is something that you would like to think could happen anywhere. And you say, well, why Salem, Oregon? Because that's where the guy is.
Right.
Sometimes, though, he's pretty brazen with his presence. He frequents stores during peak shopping times. He goes to high-profile events that draw a lot of people. At the moment, he's hidden $50,000 worth of $100 bills around in and around Salem, Oregon. And that's only what had been reported, in a sense. If you found a $100 bill someplace, would you tell anybody, Victoria, that you found it? Other than Lewis.
Friends. Yeah, just friends or family.
Yeah.
You know, especially if I found a Benny bill, I wouldn't call up a local news station, hey, I found a Benny bill.
Yeah, Benny bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and in a situation like that, if you just find it, there's no one that you can return it to. What are you going to do? Take it somewhere and be like, hey, I found this $100 bill, and then that person's just going to keep it.
As you pursue the story, you find, of those who have admitted to getting the money, they are people who really needed the money. Somehow or other, the $100 Benny bills always wind up in the right hands. People have been helped to pay, somebody who doesn't pay their electric bill, hasn't got enough money to do that, or pay their rent, or buy medication. One couple used it to provide themselves with a couple of nights worth of shelter. So this, for me, is an example of paying it forward, which is an expression that came about, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago? When did that first surface? The idea of paying it forward. Do you remember, Victoria?
I feel like that was a long time ago, and it was a movie.
It was something in a movie, and I don't know if the inspiration came from the movie or the movie came from the inspiration
right.
of hearing the phrase. But yeah, I remember it, and I'm trying to remember who was in the movie. Somebody will Google it and see.
Yeah, I want to say okay, it Kevin looks like Spacey
it has a little
or
boy from The Sixth Sense. What is his name?
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, yeah, it came out in 2000.
Really?
Okay, right. Yeah, Kevin Spacey was in it. Yeah, and
was
Helen
it called Pay It Forward?
Called Pay It Forward.
What is that?
Yeah,
all right. I'm vaguely remembering it now.
That's kind of where I first heard the phrase.
Mm-hmm. So, under the circumstances, what seems to be the case here is that half of the people who find this money report paying it forward. That is, they give it to some nonprofit or they give it to another stranger who they believe is in need. So you go find the $100 bill. You don't need it yourself, so you give it to somebody else who does. So either it gets into the right hands in the first round, or because of the inspiration or what people know about this thing who are following it in Salem, Oregon, Eugene, that whole area, they know what the intention is, and they adhere to the wishes of Benny, the bill man.
Kind of the most remarkable part of this.
Yeah, it is.
Is that somehow it's very Santa Claus-esque. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How does he know who to give it to, and even what children to give it to? Mm-hmm. They say some of the best stories are, instead of buying, you know, toys for themselves, kids have donated groceries to local food banks with mm-hmm. the money that they find. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it cool?
It's so cool. I love good news like this.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Makes you feel better about what the world is all about rather than all of this other stuff that we seem to have to dig out of every day. Here's another story that is cool because of the generosity of Jacob Weiss and Joy Teal getting married. They've taken a pretty unique approach to their wedding registry. They make it clear they don't want any wine glasses. They don't want any stuff from Williams-Sonoma, Crate and Barrel, needless markup. Don't go there. They've asked their guests to skip the presents and donate instead to a fund that they've set up with the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. They want to raise $10,000, Jacob and Joy do, to provide micro-grants to local nonprofits and social entrepreneurs who may have big ideas but don't have enough money. They don't have any backing. They don't know where to go. So they're going to find people who need a little help starting a business, let's say. She said, I can't think of any better way to start our relationship together than in celebration of what we care about. I think I'd choke up on that myself.
Yeah.
Frankly. Well, she started it and Jacob finished it. She started saying, this is what we're all about. And then she choked up and then Jacob said, yeah, we care about these things. And it is. This is a way, you know, we spend so much time. And this isn't a critical comment necessarily. We talk about celebrity news and what's going on with Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift and whether Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are going to stay together, that kind of stuff, because it occupies our minds. But this is a better way to occupy your mind. Let's say you did $10 a week, $20 a week, $50 a week to something like this in your own, just find something. That, you know, I'm a big proponent of giving to charities of your choice. I am not a big proponent of the government giving money to charity because I don't know that I want to support that charity. But I will tell you, when I see things like this, well, we saw a couple of other things this week, I think, Victoria, didn't we, that we really liked?
Yeah.
And said, yeah, I'd support that. There's $100 here, $100 there.
Yeah.
I know the story of those people in Salt Lake yesterday, the girl. Need an operation of the family, the kids in the family did, it seems to me.
Yes.
And by the way, because I was in Salt Lake with my pal Jack Stockwell yesterday, the story behind the story there is that these kids all had their problems based on some of the ways that the mother lived her life before they were born, some of the things the hospital did for them. They thought they were doing them, I guess, a service, but weren't really, and the treatments that they were getting. There were ways that they have been asked to help, that is the Stockwells, to help bring these children back around to health. But anyway, there was money raised for an operation and that kind of stuff. I really want to, you see it and you want to support it. That's the American way. So hopefully these people will set, I think this couple sets a really good table for something to discuss. That'd be what I'd talk about. If I went to their wedding, I'd talk about this. At their wedding with all the guests, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen, which is so great. I mean, creating a dialogue about something meaningful is the best thing you can do to spread awareness.
Sure is. 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, 15 before the hour. One alternative that people have been talking about this month since I started informing you what the possibilities were for your money at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, the fact that many people are not earning much of anything on their CDs, money market accounts not paying much, with the Brexit thing, and you can be sure with all of the focus on the attacks in France, Europe's going to be really skittish. The markets will be off again today and perhaps at the beginning of next week. So where do you go to get a return that you can count on and be comfortable with? I suggest you call 888-444-2102 or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Watch their five-minute interview, a five-minute focus on the funds that lend money to commercial real estate developers who use the money to either renovate commercial properties or build new ones. Real estate not fluctuating in the market, certainly not like the stock market. So this is a good place. You can hold it for 18 months or up to 10 years. Reinvest it if you like. Get a dividend check every month. It all is a very easy, seamless process. Looks like a great deal. I'm telling you nothing except call 888-444-2102 and check it out for yourself. Might be a good thing for you, might not be. But you won't know until you check it out at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or by calling them at 888-444-2102. Lots of background information there. Find out where your money goes, how it's protected, how it works. 8% return guaranteed, 888-444-2102. 13 before the hour on Good Day. I'm trying to contain myself as I look around at all of this stuff. I was just talking about being in Utah yesterday. All right, so you want to know the headline? I brought with me a copy of the Salt Lake Tribune. Headline on the front page, lawmakers approve downing drones. All right, you want to know what this is about? They want to crack down on drones that are flying wild here, there, and everywhere. So one of the problems they've had, for whatever the reason, the wildfires that have been a problem, and it's quite dry in Utah. Those of you listening in Utah, you know what I'm talking about, how dry it is. The fire bosses have wanted to, quote-unquote, neutralize the drones, calling them meddlesome aircraft. So what they're doing, this bill that the legislature has passed, allows them to either force them to crash or to shoot them down.
Jeez.
Well, a lot of people are getting, excuse me, a lot of people are getting tired of this stuff.
But how do you shoot down people's personal property?
With a gun?
No, I know how, but I mean,
how?
Isn't that going to create
if there is a problem? Well, they've created.
Well, who owns the airspace? I mean, doesn't that get into a larger question?
If you're trying to fight a fire, using that as an example, if you're trying to fight a fire and the aircraft all over the place hampering crews, you know, they bring in these planes. They go down into the lakes and they scoop up the water and then they bring the water and they drop it. The drones are in the way, so the planes could crash into the drones. And that would be the end of the plane.
Right. That's a huge problem. But, I mean, doesn't this also trickle down to you're in your backyard and you see a drone and you get a rifle?
Well, this bill doesn't allow for individuals.
Allow
it allows for authorities to shoot the planes down.
Got it.
Well, not for individuals to shoot it down.
I'm sure there are a lot of celebrities in California who'd like to shoot drones down.
Well, wait a minute, there's a drone over my house right now. Blam, 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 blam.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not a celebrity. I forgot. Okay. It's 10 minutes before the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Three past the hour, Tech Talk time, with a review of the top five tech stories this past week. Victoria Killen is here.
Keelan. Carshillen.
I know, but you know what happens is I change the E to an I.
Except I know, I heard.
And Haber and Way and all that stuff. All right, anyway, Victoria Keelan is going to go through this list of the top five tech stories of the week. We start at number five. I'll be the big voiced announcer. So let's go with number five.
That was it?
Number five. How's that better? Number five.
Well, we were talking this whole week about the recently passed Senate bill for GMO food labeling, which a lot of critics, including us, we are not pleased with the outcome. And a lot of people are, a lot of consumers who were really hoping that this would help help you in the grocery store when you're there, help you make these decisions. But it's kind of optional in terms of how much GMO labeling has to be done now.
I get a kick out of some of my farm. I'm looking at some of the blogs, how the big ag people think this is fabulous and it's going to solve all the problems, which is just a load of the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows.
Right, but the big ag people are happy because they don't really need to disclose.
They don't have to do anything.
So, of course, they're the ones who really won here, and this was supposed to be about the consumer, from my understanding, that originally this was supposed to be about arming the consumer with information. So that did not happen, unfortunately. But there are, we were talking this week about some great apps that you can use. news to help you make better decisions for your family if you want to avoid GMOs in your food chain. Bicot is a great app that if you want to support companies that you believe have ethical practices, Bicot is a free app that traces the food items back all through the production chain. So you can actually be informed on every step of the way. True Food is another great real-time guide to shopping non-GMO. You get it's also a free app. You get news and updates about GMO products and how to avoid them. And Shop No GMO is also a free app. It has 23 different food categories and also helps you avoid GMOs when you're dining out in chain restaurants.
Number four.
That was very good, Doug. I like that.
Okay.
Netflix was in the news this week. There's a new federal appeals court ruling this month that issued a ruling basically saying that password sharing is a federal crime under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. This is really not about Netflix or HBO Go or sharing passwords on other music services or streaming services. This is really about sharing passwords if you're a company employee. But technically, this does apply to Netflix and other streaming services. So a lot of consumers are a little bit nervous to see what's going to happen next. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings this week said, "We love people sharing Netflix, whether they're two people on a couch or 10 people on a couch." And he said it's a positive thing, not a negative thing. So
number,
if you have Netflix, you're good.
Number three.
Beware free charging stations. This is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. If you're at the airport and your phone is dying, your flight's delayed, you see one of those free charging stations right by the gate, you run over, you plug your phone in, and you think all is well. Well, apparently these are a serious security breach, and once you plug your device in, the people behind these charging stations can access everything on your phone. So this is a big no-no, and the best thing to do is just buy, for $20, buy a portable charging unit and an external battery for your phone and keep your data safe.
Number two.
Pokemon Go. This is the story that we cannot get away from this week. Yeah. Pokemon Go, the game that is literally making people walk into traffic, and they're finding dead bodies. I mean, people are just going nuts over Pokemon Go. Well, it turns out Pokemon Go needs full access to your Google account in order to operate on your phone. And this is also a security threat. Google is now trying to address the problem, and they're trying to limit the full access down to basic access of your information. But basically what this means is Pokemon Go, the creators, the makers and the people who maintain the game, they can also take all of your Google account info. Mm-hmm. So this is another scary thing.
All right, that leads us to number one, which is tied to this directly.
Yes, Pokemon Go is it's not just a security threat. It's a physical harm threat now. Police in Missouri are still looking for, they believe there are four men between the ages of 16 and 18 that are connected to eight robberies by luring people into isolated areas on the Pokemon Go game, and people end up finding themselves getting mugged and robbed. So physical threat and an internet threat.
All right.
Ignore Pokemon Go.
Pokemon,
that's my message.
Pokemon's a big story on the surface of the talk radio review for this week, and certainly in technology they go hand in hand. There's a review of the top five items this week in technology for your listening and dancing pleasure at 59 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.